Want to play a game of hide and spoiler?
This is the Flicks X Raid podcast, starting in 5, 4.
Hi, welcome to Flicks X Raid. I'm your host, Tony, and tonight I am joined by a haunted house owner, Ryan.
Hola!
No, that's just your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, burn.
Oh, somebody called a burn unit.
Not sorry.
I can't speak to that because I don't know Ryan's girlfriend, but okay.
It's a long story.
She's a loved friend of mine. Just roasting both of them in one go.
And our, we've got our late exorcist, Natasha here.
I was not late to that comeback, though.
You were on point.
And our paranormal researcher, Sarah.
Hello.
So simple after Tasha's just like, I'm going to just fucking roast Ryan right here. See, that's why I picked it for him, because it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, and then I was just like, oh, Tasha went there.
Yeah, she fucking, she took that and ran the marathon.
I can't help myself, okay? Whatever. That's just who I am, all right? I'm
and
pretty.
And I love you for it.
Yes.
Thanks, boo.
And tonight we're going to be talking about The Conjuring.
Dun, dun, dun.
But before we get into that, let's take a moment to get to know our guests. And the question of the night is, would you live in a haunted house? We already know Ryan's answer.
Yes.
Would you live or would you stay in a haunted house? Because those are two different questions.
You know what? Let's answer both. Would you live or would you stay?
I would not live in a haunted house because I'd be like yelling at ghosts. I'll be like, get out of here. Don't you dare get out of here. And then like running like fuck out the front door every time even anything squeaked the wrong way.
I'm pretty sure I have, because when I was living with my grandparents, it was just my grandfather and I in the house, and he was in the back room, and it was like the middle of the day, sun was shining, and he comes out, and I'm in the living room, and he comes out, and he says, did you just walk by the back room in the hallway? And I was like, no, I've been in here the entire time. He's like, oh, well, and just like deadpan, he's like, oh, well, I just saw this big black shadow walk past and down the hallway past the back room, and I was just wondering if it was you. And I was like,
No, but thanks for the nightmares.
No, it wasn't me. I'm tall, but I'm not that tall.
Okay, but like, so funny story about that. My parents' house is on a main drag, so it tends to be targeted more often with crime because we're right next to a, like a wooded area where they can run from the police. So I was home alone with my sister. So not really alone, with my sister. Oh. Babysitting with my sister. And I was in the front room practicing my piano. And I like look over.
This is literally the beginning of a horror story.
I know.
But I was in the front room practicing my piano where my sister was playing with her wooden blocks.
But it's not really horror. It's more like thriller. And then somebody walked like at the end, across the end of the hall. And I was like, Danny, is that you, Danny? And she was upstairs. And it turned out someone had broken into the garage to steal from our vehicles and broke into the house. And I just see them like do that. And as soon as I yelled Danny, they ran back out and then left.
Oh.
Not so much haunted.
So not haunted, more like thriller.
That's like stranger shit right there.
Would you stay in a haunted house?
I have stayed in a haunted house. Nothing particularly bad happened per se. I mean, I've repressed most of it because it was creepy as fuck. And I'd be like, because it was my friend, and I'd be, she's like, do you want to sleep over? And I'm like, no.
Funny story. When my parents and I were driving out to Oliver, we were driving through Revelstoke, and on one of the billboards before Revelstoke, they were advertising this like bed and breakfast. And I laughed so hard because right on like the bottom underneath the picture of the house, it said, not haunted with
it's
an exclamation
like that realtor
point.
Sign that's been making its round on the internet where on top it's like not haunted and you're like that's definitely
it's
what
definitely haunted.
See what you would want to say is no longer haunted.
Yeah, it's been exercised.
It's been exercised. You saved
it, went to the gym.
Yeah, exactly. I got there eventually.
The game.
What about yourself, Sarah? Would you stay in a haunted house? And
I
would
probably,
you live on a house?
Well, I just...
No, you said you did.
I just said... yeah, I probably would.
Yeah?
Yeah. I ain't scared of no ghosts.
I'd bring my dog.
But I totally am. To be completely
You mean our big-ass baby?
I would bring our big-ass baby.
Your baby is scared of the wub-lub water fountain.
We have it's almost like a Culligan
water cooler.
Yeah, it's like a self-watering.
And when you fill it, it blubs. And the first time the dog drank from it, it blubbed and he ran away. So now he doesn't drink from it unless we're standing right there to guard him. And for a while, it was only when we would give him treats for drinking his damn water.
He loves Stark.
He's such a big baby.
What about yourself, Ryan? Would you stay in a haunted house?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, like those houses are nice and they have like little caverns and ways and secret ways.
Secret passages.
And all that weird crap. And like, did
you just
want
to explore a weird house?
Did you? Yeah.
The problem is that you'd have a roommate and they wouldn't be paying rent.
That is a problem.
Yeah, like seriously. I saw a meme on the internet the other day and it was like an Ouija board and it's like, is there a spirit living here?
I think you broke Tony.
Sorry. Not sorry. But like it was like a meme and it was like using an Ouija board. It's like, does a spirit live here? And it says yes. And it's like, okay, well your share of rent is $650 and it's due on the first of the month, and then it goes, fuck.
No. That's hilarious.
I did not mean it that way. I mean, I sort of a little bit did, but like it was not. All right,
it's time for synopsis. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Poor Ryan.
Tony's going to have to cut out half this thing because nobody's going to understand any of it.
No, leave it all in because it's hilarious.
We're just making digs. It's great.
My own grave. My own grave.
Because it's the tea with Natasha.
Yet another dig.
I'm really.
All right.
Yeah.
Time for synopsis.
Ryan. All right. In 1970, paranormal investigators and demonologists Lorraine and Ed Warren are summoned to the home of Carolyn and Roger Perrin. The Perrins and their five daughters have recently moved into a secluded farmhouse where a supernatural presence has made itself known. Though the manifestations are relatively benign at first, events soon escalate in horrifying fashion, especially after the Warrens discover the house's macabre history.
This movie is directed by James Wan and is starring Vera Farmiga as Lorraine Warren, Patrick Wilson as Ed Warren, Lily Taylor as Caroline Perrin, Ron Livingston as Roger Perrin, Shanley Carswell as Andrea Perrin, Haley McFarlane as Nancy Perrin. Those are the top build. The other girls are like way down the list.
So to be fair, this whole movie, like they're like the seven of us. And I'm like, I only have really recognized four daughters.
All right.
Right.
Well, it's time for us to play a game, and we'll get into the...
Dun, 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 dun.
I want to play a game.
Oh. It's a game.
A game.
Specifically tailored for each participant.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
Ladies, start your engeance.
I'm having a blast. This is the most fun I've had without lubricant.
So you played recently?
A game with drums.
Done. Play a game. Oh, it's a game. Gentlemen, start your engeance.
Ladies,
that's your new start startup. Your all games.
Yeah, let's have some fun, girls.
All right, so we're going to be playing IMDb synopsis for ghost movies.
Oh, fuck. These IMDb synopses kill me every time.
Oh,
synopsis?
It's okay.
Synopsis?
It's, all of these are basically the exact same one.
Oh,
just different movies.
Conjuring 1, The Conjuring 2, Annabelle 2.
No. The synopses are the same. They're just different movies.
Oh my god.
Ghost Ship. Is it Ghost Ship? Is one Ghost Ship?
I don't know.
We can't tell you that.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
All right, so here we go. The first one's going to be for 0 points so we can hear your guys' answers. It's going to be the movie we just watched.
Okay.
Just so we can get each of your buttons. Natasha's going to hit her button first.
Okay.
And then Sarah's going to hit hers. So here we go. Paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren work to help a family terrorized by a dark presence in their farmhouse.
Ah! Okay. I'm going to say The Conjuring 2?
No, not Conjuring 2. Sarah?
Damn it.
Finding Dory.
Oh, bang on. 0 points across the board.
Yes. I don't even, you know what? I'm not even going to push my button. I'm just going to be like, me. I already clap when I'm excited anyways.
I would scream,
anyways.
But then I would just set off all. I won't do that.
Here we go. Number one.
A family looks to prevent evil spirits from trapping their comatose child in a realm called The Further.
Insidious.
Yes.
I never saw Insidious.
It had like the Darth Maul fucking look at
the
end. Yeah,
demon. I've seen the picture.
And Patrick Wilson is also in it.
Oh, cool.
A salvage crew discovers a long lost 1962 passenger ship.
Is it Ghost Ship?
Yes.
There you go. It was on there.
Yay! 2 points.
That's your gimme right there.
Sorry.
You okay?
Yep.
You calm? You cool? You ready? All right. Bring it in, girl.
Goosefraba.
Serenity now.
After moving into a suburban home, a couple becomes increasingly disturbed by a nightly demonic presence.
I think you hit it first.
Sinister?
No.
No.
The Amityville Horror?
No.
No.
Like I say, this is a lot of movies. Should I give the clue that I've given before?
Sure.
What?
Of course you are. Yeah, give us a clue.
Yeah, give me a clue. Okay, because that were, like,
it's
like...
It's a found footage one.
Found footage.
Oh. Oh, Wait. Son of a bitch. If
nope,
you know it,
movie.
Go for it. But,
I'm drawing a blank. Because you said Sinister already, didn't you?
Yeah, I said Sinister, and that's not really found footage. Like, he finds footage, but it's not found footage. So,
that's finding footage. Like Finding Nemo.
Yeah. Or Finding Dory.
I can't
remember the name of it.
Nope.
I can't remember. You're going to say it, and I'm going to be like, son of a bitch.
Both of us are going to be like, God damn it.
Paranormal Activity.
God damn it.
That's what
I hated those movies, though.
But
I've actually never seen it.
You're only not missing much.
Yeah. Like, and I know the synopsis. Like, unfortunately, I know what happens, but
they're
bad. Good to know.
When Eleanor, Theo, and Luke.
The Haunting of Hill House?
No.
The Haunting.
Yes.
Well, because like it's weird because some of the siblings like aren't really present in the haunting, but they're present in the Haunting of Hill House. Like there's an amalgamation of the Haunting of Hill House, the Haunting, and then the book in my brain right now, and I'm like,
that was a good sound effect, and like
yep.
It was like goom.
That's exactly what happened in my brain as soon as you said two other names of the siblings. I was like. I think I pushed this too fast. Fuck.
All right, here we go. Number five.
A priest with a haunted past and a novice for the threshold of her final guru.
Oh, it's that one with
yes.
Anthony Hopkins. The Right?
No.
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 Is that The Exorcist?
No.
No.
Oh, there's another one.
Yes, there is another one. It's
The Exorcist 2.
No. Yeah, totally.
You guys, did you want him to continue reading? There's a lot more of this.
Yeah, keep reading it.
Please continue reading it.
On the threshold of her final vows are sent by the Vatican to investigate the death of a young nun in Romania and confront a malevolent force.
The Nun?
Yes.
Which is also a part
of
the
So also the last two words were a demonic nun.
All right, here we go. This one's going to be the tricky one.
Fuck.
A family's home is haunted by a host of demonic ghosts.
The Amityville Horror?
No.
Ah!
Sinister?
No.
Those are going to be like our default answers now.
Default answers, yeah. Continue reading.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre!
That's not a ghost one.
No.
Continue reading, please.
That's it.
That was it. We played it to the end. Yeah.
Can you read it again?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
A family's home is haunted by a host of demonic ghosts.
13 ghosts?
No.
God damn it. I give up.
Thank you, IMDb.
The Shining, like.
Oh man, hotel. You guys are gonna flip even more over than Paranormal Activity.
God damn it!
So, oh my god.
Okay, should I give them the one clue that's often for them?
They're here. I think that was like straight up a tie. Yeah. So you can go for it.
Poltergeist.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the IMDb synopsis,
oh
by the way.
Oh my god.
Fuck you, IMDb. Fuck you.
It's 12 letters, or 12 words.
Jesus.
All right, here we go. Number 7.
Mm-hmm.
A boy who communicates with spirits seeks the help of a...
The Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Wait. Nicely done. Thank
There's
you.
There's another page, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. An amusement park mogul offers a group of diverse people $1 million to spend a night in a haunted house with a horrifying past.
I got nothing.
House on Haunted Hill?
Yes.
Yes!
Nice. Haunting Hill, but I'll give it to you.
Yes.
Right.
The hill,
yes,
the hill is not haunted itself.
Yes. Scream makes fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Scream 2, but no, it was Scream. Or Scary Movie. Sorry.
That too.
Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Scream also makes fun of Scream.
This is my favorite one here.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Ghost
Fuck
Ship?
Fuck you guys.
No, we've done that one.
Damn it!
Ghost Boat.
Ghost Boat.
Paranormal Boat.
Titanic 2, the Ghost Ship.
Ghost Boogaloo.
Yes.
Oh, maybe he's like, and then what's his nuts is like, you could have let me on the goddamn door.
Spit out my drink.
All right, Ryan, give us the read.
After a young man is murdered, his spirit stays behind to warn his lover of impending danger, and with the help of a reluctant psychic.
You in danger, girl. It's Ghost.
Yes.
Yes.
It wasn't until psychic that I had it.
The right. Reluctant psychic.
Yep.
You in danger, girl.
Newlyweds are terrorized by demonic forces after moving into a large house that was the site of a grisly mass murder.
Paranormal Activity 3.
No.
God damn it!
A grisly mass murder the year before.
Amityville Horror?
Yes.
As soon as you slap my butt down, I'm like, she's murdered.
Can you just give me a break? I had a needle injected into my neck today.
That was like swing and a miss.
At least I'm pretty.
So pretty, I love
so
you.
Pretty.
Oh man, so I was waiting for that one.
It's the one where the guy kills the other guy with the carrot.
Anyway. Oh shit.
Final one here.
Out of reach.
Tasha, if you can guess it without me reading the clue, I'll give you 2 points.
Scream! No, I'm kidding.
No. All right.
Amityville Horror, damn it!
A journalist must investigate...
Sinister!
No.
Can you open the door? I really, really hot.
From all the laughter.
Yeah, you are.
All right. A journalist Thanks, must investigate man. A murder, mysterious videotape which seems to cause the death of anyone week.
The Ring.
Yes.
She's like, that is still sinister.
It's still sinister.
The Sinister Ring.
It's bad how many of these are similar.
So bad.
Like I said, we could have almost read like the Paranormal Activity one. God.
Red your faces are.
It's really hot in here.
Yes, that is totally it.
Yeah, it's not that you're striving for oxygen by laughing so hard.
It could be minus 20 in here and your faces would still be red.
That's true.
Alright.
At least the Amityville Horror and
Mother of God.
Alright, so Sarah, since you won the Pretty Pretty Princess crown, you get to start us off. What's your 2-sentence impression for The Conjuring?
I love this movie.
Yeah,
it's very well done with the suspense of it and the jump scares. They're well earned, and even the jump scares light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all in all,
a great film.
All in all, a great film. Natasha, first time watching, two sentence impression.
First time watching, I would say, am I doing a synopsis or am I
no,
doing
impression. Oh. Impression.
Okay, good. Because that's going to be like, family moves into haunted house. And then chaos ensues. And that would have been my two sentences.
No, that is the IMDb.
Maybe I should write the IMDb synopsis.
Can you get paid for that? Because I'm pretty sure I can surmise better than those fucking synopsises.
Oh, my God.
Four people. Some of them die. Some of them don't. What happens?
Chaos ensues.
I think this was a really cool retelling of a very classic horror story, which is rooted in... realty, like reality.
And realty. They
and
bought
realty.
The house.
Yeah.
And
realty.
It's yeah. rooted in realty.
Yeah.
And realty. It was a haunted house.
Right? Homeowner struggles are real, okay? But
you
like,
just gotta ask, was anybody murdered in this house before you buy it?
They have to disclose.
No,
that.
Actually not in Virginia where this was bought.
Well, shit.
Hence why this
note to self, out. Don't ever buy in Virginia.
Unless there's a sign that says no longer haunted.
No, not haunted.
You can trust
not
that.
Not haunted.
So, I don't know.
It's totally haunted.
I would probably just have to say that this is, like I said, a really cool retelling of a classic story. But at the same time, there is the component of, like, of it being anchored in a real story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is...
Because it is a real
which
story.
Which is terrifying for us as viewers to be like, holy shit. It's not like somebody just came up with that in their disturbed mind of horror writers.
Fun fact, did you know that the Perrin family still continued to live in that house because they couldn't buy another house?
They
couldn't
fucked.
Afford another house, so they had to live there for another like 8 years or something.
But at the same time, if the house was like exercised, like why would you give up the beautiful house? You know what I mean?
Fair point.
Like, you would just never go in the cellar.
No.
Yeah, you would like board up the cellar.
Cellar.
Fill it with cement. Like, you wouldn't touch anything.
Cleanse
in
it
there.
With fire.
Pretty much. But you know what? At the end of the
and
day,
then cement.
Once the exorcism's been complete, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a house now.
Yeah.
Like, that wardrobe built into the wall, I'd like, that would be coming down.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. It'd be tearing out, and then some IKEA bullshit would be replacing it, okay?
Yep. Very true.
Yeah, but those got their wardrobe. Own demon problems.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it was exercise, I think I would still do it. Although, if I moved into a house and I found it a boarded up room, I would be like, well, this is staying boarded up.
Yeah,
are you
what's
kidding
behind
me?
This boarded up door? Let's
I would
look
just
at
make
it.
Sure I've got like a group of people with me when I opened it. Because then if something grabbed my ass, y'all can help me.
Like
and a rope
yeah.
tie.
No, what's going to happen is they're gonna it's going to grab you and you're going to watch them all run away.
I love you, but I'd be like, fuck this, I'm out. Peace.
Fuck this shit.
I would tie a rope to you. I'd come for you.
I know. I'd be like somebody like tie.
No, that's not true. I would.
I know.
Everybody would freeze and go, fuck.
And hopefully
it would be
jump
like
on
that
in
scene
me?
In Shaun of the Dead where she goes after, what's his face?
Oh, she's grabbing his
dick,
hand.
The dick bag friend
who
that
looks
is
like
in love with
old Harry girl. Potter.
Yeah, yeah, that's what would happen. I would true. Jump in after you.
Thank
was
you
it both. Shaun of the Dead where they cock a rake, like a shotgun?
Yep.
Okay,
and it's a cricket paddle.
Oh, cricket paddle.
And they actually have the
you've
sound effect.
You've got red
yeah.
on you.
Yeah.
What?
Because I was just thinking.
You've got red you, on you.
I was just thinking you get sucked into a thing and Tony grabs like a bar.
Let's do this.
I think
a knife.
People do some pretty amazing things when they're scared. You it's know what
true.
I mean? Like
very
we all sit there and we say, oh, like I'd probably react like this. But until you're actually in the situation.
Oh, yeah.
You really don't know what you're going to do.
I'm pretty sure, like, I have been really good on my bladder control for so many years that if something like that happened.
I have not.
Well, so, you know, so everybody's got their follies, right? Well, okay, so I will say this. Not that this is a synopsis, but in this scenario, if something happened to Natasha, people have tried to scare me before, and it usually ends up in then getting hit with something.
Which is your fight or flight
yeah.
instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Most people have a fight or a flight instinct. I'm heavy on the fight.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are flight, but on the same time, women tend to tend and defend. It's actually very common for women to suddenly look for who they have to protect. It's like that mother, quote-unquote motherly instinct.
Fun fact, my brother scared me once so bad that I literally jumped and did a spinning backhand and smoked him across the face.
Nice.
Accident. Accidentally.
My brother scared me so bad one time I roundhouse kicked him.
Yes. Sorry, that's accidental violence.
Impressive. Hilarious. Impressive accidental violence. Yeah.
I used to like to scare the shit out of Devo when we lived together because he has the fight over flight instinct.
Have you told the sinister story
yet? I haven't
yet?
Told the sinister story. Oh, I was going to wait till we get to reduce sinister.
When you finish telling your story, I'm going to tell the sinister story because I want to tell this story.
All right.
I want to hear this
so
story.
When we were living with Devo, we were watching Fringe, which isn't a scary movie or TV show.
I like that show.
But there's like one point where it's getting really intense. And yeah. I knew I'd already watched the episode before he had, and I was just watching it with him. And he's laying on the floor in his underwear under our coffee table. And it's getting like super, super tense. And I'm behind him. I go, boo. And he jumps so hard, he hits the table, which has like a shit ton of beer bottles and stuff on it. And they all fell on him.
Were they empty or full?
Mix.
Yeah.
That's mixed. Awesome. That's
so crazy. The sinister story, because sinister was not on the fucking list for the game. I'm pissed. But like, here we go. Okay. So Devo has his girlfriend over and we're watching Sinister on Halloween.
I love that movie.
Right? So good. And after Sinister, which, by the way, Tony and Devo both screamed like little girls.
It's true.
While his girlfriend and I were laughing maniacally. It's true. So after the movie, we're about to put on something a little bit more fun, like Young Frankenstein or something.
I realize, halfway through the movie, I realize I have the Sinister mask.
He's got a mask that looks kind of like the Sinister face, right? So, Devo...
What was the name of the spirit?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember. Oh. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna remember this halfway through.
The Babadook. No, anyways. Okay. So Devin or Devo comes back, goes to the bathroom, and right beside our bathroom we have the door to the podcast room, which is
glass.
Just a glass door, right?
But it's reflective.
And it is quite reflective, and there's also a sheet hanging over it because I'm too lazy to hang my drying sheets on other things, so I hang them on doors. So Devo comes out of the bathroom. He goes down the hall towards the kitchen and is about to turn to go to the living room.
Yep. Yep. I left the lights off in here, but the computer monitor was on, so it reflected off my face into the glass.
And Tony just goes, hello.
Hey.
And Devo turns around, sees the face, and he proceeds to punch and kick my wall, and its spider web cracks out from his fist and his foot. Now, I can't even be mad at Devin because it's this asshole's fault.
Like, you're a jerk.
He's such a jerk.
Keep in mind, I'm also wearing all black and it's a white mask with like a computer monitor glow on it reflected. So it's like all he can see.
And it's the sinister face.
It's the sinister face. I have the mask.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But totally.
But my wall.
But your poor wall.
But my house.
Tony.
Like, I can't even be mad at Devo causing property damage because it's this jackass's fault.
Oh, I feel for you.
So let's talk about The Conjuring instead of Sinister, because that's not what we're talking about tonight.
I know, but like,
welcome to the Sinister podcast.
You did your two.
Yeah.
What's your two sentences impression, Ryan?
Your turn.
Okay, that's a hard one to follow up then with the Sinister story.
Not bad. Sorry.
It's a pretty good thriller.
I think we're off two sentence impressions by this
good,
point.
Yeah, good jump scares. You can cut that.
Bring it back.
Good bring jump scares. Back. All right, good jump scares. There was Ryan's. I'll just,
yeah, just do some cutting. The magic
fix it in post. Of editing.
Fix it in post, or I'll just leave it exactly as it is. Perfect.
Yay.
All right, so let's talk about the intro to this. I'm not going to lie. When I watched the intro by myself, in preparation for this for the first time, because I'd never seen it. It was technically on Sarah's list of recommendations to watch.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, I needed scary movies. And I was like, I'm going to go through the list people have provided and I'm going to pick one. And I ended up picking this one because I was like, I got to watch it. Anyway, so I was watching it by myself. Tash is in Edmonton at the time. And I'm sitting there watching it. And the opening intro part with the Annabelle doll actually made all the hairs on my arms like just stand up on end. I was like, ooh.
I saw this movie for the first time when it came out in theaters, and this was sort of kind of when I started getting into like the Ed and Lorraine Warren knowledge and like all the spooky shit. And legitimately that day that I went to see the movie, it was like I had just learned about Annabelle, and I went to see it with my friend Alex, and she was like
legitimately hanging off of me because she was so scared. And I'm like, no shit, I was just learning about this today.
Oh my God, I have all these interesting factoids.
Yeah. That's a fun fact.
No, that's a good fact.
I like it.
I like fun facts.
What do you think about the intro, Ryan?
I kind of wish there was more creepy doll actually in the movie. Like the intro would.
That's another movie.
Well, yeah. It's all another movie.
The movie, like that part of it really served to introduce Ed and Lorraine as, because this isn't like, I mean, it is about the Perron family, but it's not really about the Perron family. It's about Ed and Lorraine.
Yeah.
And their
adventures.
Adventures, I guess, if you want to brand it like a kids' TV show. The right? Warren Adventures.
And the really, adventures of Warren and Lorraine.
Ed and Lorraine. And as I was telling you, like when they were showing that second footage of the farmer, like that was my first, that book that that case is based off of was my first exposure to Ed and Lorraine Warren. So I was like, whoa, this is like fucking
what was mad. The book called?
Satan's Harvest.
Okay.
Is the book. And it is all about the second case that they talk about where the Carolyn Perron is introduced to Ed and Lorraine Warren. Right. So, well, definitely worth a read if you're into that kind of stuff.
I am. It'll be in my Amazon cart.
I'm a spooky bitch, so
yes.
I love it.
But like the opening sequence really serves to make them experts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It paves the way so that we are intrigued by what they know and what they're doing. The casual reference to being part of the Catholic Church, but not like officially part of the Catholic Church, but recognized.
Yeah.
That's intriguing because you're like, okay, well, how does one become, like, how does one do that? And then the doll, and then them being able to look at the girls and say, well, it was never really Annabelle. It was just a demonic presence.
Right.
And so what it does
inhuman presence.
So what it does is it serves as it just says, okay, like, these people know what they're talking about. They've been around the block a few times. Like, all we're getting is the exposition of who they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what that did. But I'm assuming audience reacted so great to the doll that they had to do their own thing with the doll. Like, it had
right,
to be
because
its own.
Annabelle makes an appearance later on in the movie with Judy.
That's true.
And, like, there are parts of Annabelle sprinkled within the movie. So it's like, okay, well, now that we've wrapped this one up with the Perron family, what do we do now? Like,
Annabelle.
Right. Annabelle.
Here we go. There right. We like, go. Let's keep scaring people.
And I think they've done 3 Annabelle movies.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Annabelle, 3. Annabelle Creation, and Annabelle Comes Home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then also The Nun is also one of the
and
ones.
And The
right?
Nun and The Conjuring.
Is that from this
2?
Family? I didn't. That is uh-huh. I didn't realize that was part yeah. of this franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Conjuring universe.
It's the Conjuring
universe.
I was
wondering because I was like,
the Ed and Lorraine Warren
files.
I thought
The Nun was part. Like, I haven't seen them all. Like, this is my first time ever watching The Conjuring. So, you know, for me, I'd seen the internet. I'd seen about The
You've
Nun.
You've seen the internet?
I've seen the internet. It's all ones and zeros. I've seen it on the internet. And
what do you mean it's not like Ralph Rex the internet?
Exactly. Sorry.
It's not a series of
no
tubes?
No little bots.
Oh, no, it's darn. A series of boobs.
True.
90%.
Yep.
So anyways. I'd seen like The Nun on the internet. And so for me, I was actually kind of disappointed that there was no nun because I thought it was part of the Conjuring universe. And then I thought like most of the way through, like when we were done, I was like, oh, I must have got it mistaken for something else.
No, I think they just didn't want to overload the
right.
The what was going on. Right. And so because right. The Nun's a more recent one, too.
The Nun is a more recent one. There's also The Conjuring 2. Which is about the Enfield poltergeist where they go to the UK. Sorry, I'm really well versed in this because I listen to a lot of Lost Podcasts on the Left and they do a series on the Enfield poltergeist, mm-hmm. which is worth a listen as well.
Cool. All right. So, yeah. Recommendations there.
I actually do follow that podcast.
Fucking
but
love
I never
that
listen
podcast.
To podcasts. So.
It's true. She's on them, but she's like, I can't listen to them. It's not her
well,
preferred.
Well, I get really distracted. I'm just like, I can't just sit there and listen and not have like a kinetic or a visual component. So then I get really distracted by something
in front
of me.
I like to listen to them while I drive. Mm. I find that like if I'm multitasking, I'm a better listener if I'm
right.
multitasking.
And see, and I just tune out. And then 20 minutes later, someone says something completely off the mark, completely different from what it was 20 minutes ago. And I'm like, wait, what's happening now? Like, and then I have to go back and
yeah.
listen again. And like,
That's fair. But yeah, so you're our resident Warren and Warren expert here. So you were also saying that the Amityville, because I'm not familiar with them at all. The Amityville Horror is also one of their cases, correct?
Yes, it is. I was watching a YouTube video today
on Slapped Ham's channel, and they just did like a kind of coverage, just general 10-minute cover of like the scariest Ed and Lorraine Warren cases. Cool. And the Amityville Horror was one of them. I can't remember them off the top of my head now, but
you're on
this
the spot.
One, it's yeah, just, the yeah. Perrin family, the Enfield poltergeist, the Annabelle. Anyway, Slapped Ham is the name of the YouTube channel. If you want to check it out.
Like tan is in like
ham, like is in pig.
Slap ham.
Slapped.
See, and I'm really
as in the past tense.
Okay,
slap.
See, and now yeah. I'm really glad I made you say that because I thought you said slap tan, like tanning bed. So like slap tan,
not
I
like tan France. Tan.
And I was like, what is slap tan? Like
it's where you smack someone and pink belly like them until they have a tan,
but not
till it's brown, not pink.
pink belly.
Yes.
All right. So, because we've been quite off topic, I think it's time for us to go to game number two. It's time for us to play The Price is Right.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Show me the money!
Now you've had enough.
Dun, 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 dun. The price is wrong, bitch.
Yeah. You're going to just keep that crown all night? Because
doubtful. I'm bad at this one.
All right.
It says the woman who's had how many right on the money?
It's the Amityville Horror.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so the way this works is Price is Right rules, which means that it's closest without going over gets the point. If you guys are both over, we'll start the round over. And if you get it bang on, it's worth double points. The first category is going to be the budget, and we're going to start off with Sarah because she's the current Pretty Pretty Princess. Bring it on. So what do you think the budget is? Millions, not thousands.
I'm glad. You know what? Like, I can't believe you have to say that.
I'm going to go.
Sometimes it's thousands, not millions.
I know.
It's true.
Especially when it comes to horror movies,
It's too. All because of me.
It is all because of me.
It's all because of me. And he has to say that.
Did you need to know what Star Wars is? Budget was.
No, because I looked that one up. It was 11 million.
God bless.
That was funny. I just listened to that podcast again on the weekend, so that's fresh in my mind. I'm going to go with 42 million.
42.
I'm going to say 75.
75 for the budget.
And you guys are both over.
Okay. Oh, shit.
All right.
Natasha's starting us over.
13 million.
13.
21.
21.
Ooh, Natasha's got it with 13. It was 20.
Oh! I $1 myself.
All right, so the next category is domestic box office. So what do you guys think this made in domestic box office? Sarah, you're starting us off.
Millions, not thousands.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 80 mil.
80. Natasha.
68.
And Sarah gets it. It was 137 million.
Oh, 120 was going to be my next
guess. And you know what? I knew that because this is one of the highest grossing R-rated movies in box office of all time.
Yep. I didn't know that.
It's up the top five. So it's this, Silence of the Lambs,
yeah.
Deadpool, yeah. Logan, and God, oh, I can't remember the other one. There's a fourth one that's just ahead
of
this one.
Top five, yes, there would be a fourth one.
Yeah, there is. I don't remember what it is anymore, but...
It's going to be that good.
All right. Next up is foreign box office. So what do you guys think this made in foreign box office that's everywhere outside of North America? Natasha, you're starting us off. Millions, not thousands.
Thank you.
38 million.
75.
Well, Sarah gets it again. It was 182 million.
So
we're lowballing.
Yeah, you guys are lowballing.
I just horror movies generally don't make a ton of money at the box office.
They don't.
To be fair, if you had listened to the Ghost Ship podcast, you would.
To be fair, I didn't. Sorry.
I don't even know if it's on the air.
As of right now, when this airs, yes.
Oh, okay.
As of this recording, no.
No.
So, I have an excuse to not have listened to the Ghost Ship podcast, but you bet I will when it comes out.
And then you will know.
I will know.
Okay. So, it actually has a net profit of $299 million.
I think it was the Blair Witch Project, wasn't it? No, that one bombed.
That one bombed.
Oh, just kidding. Oh, take it back.
All right. So, the next category is opening weekend. So, this is just domestic opening weekend in millions, not thousands. Natasha's starting us.
Yep. keeping in mind.
No, I started last time.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. It made 130.
Total 137 total.
In domestic.
In domestic.
I'm going to stick with 75.
75.
Damn it. I was going to take 75. I'm going to say 82.
Okay, you guys overshot a little bit this time.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang.
67.
58.
Still over.
Is that a little bit? Not a little bit!
I'm not giving you the... Well,
27.
35.
Natasha gets it. It was 41 million.
Dang. Nicely done.
All right. So next up is the Totten Romato ratings.
Totten Romato?
The Totten Romato ratings.
Totten Romato. We're making a new website. Join us at TottenRomato.com.
I thought you were just referencing the Tottenham Hotspurs for a minute there.
No, it's sorry. The Totten Romato ratings.
Sports.
Critic rating. So what do you guys think this is? Critic rating in percentage. And we just went back and forth there, so I don't remember who's starting anymore. It's Sarah.
No, Natasha? It's me. Natasha. I start this time. I'm going to say 72.
Ooh. Dang, I was going to say that.
Out of my head.
It's because we're, you know,
we twins.
We twins. I'm going to go.
You guys are twins. Which one's Arnie? Which one's Danny DeVito?
You know I'm Danny DeVito.
Do we really
I'm
have
Goblin? Like, it's fine.
You can't say 72. Well, you could, but you know.
I could, but then them's breaking the rules.
Yeah.
And I'm a stickler for the rules.
It won't get you anywhere.
It won't get me anywhere. I'm actually going to go with
68.
All right. Well, Natasha gets this one. Critics rating was 85.
Wow. Well done, critics.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So final category here. Sarah starting us off. The Totten Romato audience rating.
91.
Damn it. 94.
Were you going to say 91?
I was going to say 91 as well. I'm going to say 94.
Well,
94. Okay.
91 is still both incorrect. Too
91
high.
And 91
too, high.
Too high. Oh, that's rare.
Critics is 85, so audience is not 91.
What? Sorry, what was it? 85?
85 was a critic.
88.
78.
Sarah gets it. It was 83.
Okay.
Which leaves us on a tie.
That's so rare. That's so rare. Like, it's so rare that the
critic and audience are so close together.
Critic is usually quite a bit lower unless it's Oscar bait. And then viewer is usually higher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. I'm actually like this. All of these statistics have blown my mind right now because I didn't think it would make that much money and I didn't think it would be rated that high.
Well, I also think it's really interesting. So when doing research for this, I was reading up on it a little bit. And I was reading up on how when they submitted it to get a rating, they thought they were submitting a PG-13 film. And then when the rating came back, they got an R rating. And when they went to like the board, they're like, hey, we want to contest this. How could we possibly edit this to make it PG-13 so we can hit a wider audience? And the board came back and said, you'd have to completely change the tone of the film because this is just so scary that, you know, it's an R rating.
It wasn't that scary.
To my friend Alex, it was.
Okay, well, okay, maybe I'm just desensitized. And
true.
Because, like, that like, was not that scary to me.
But it is a very, very creepy film, considering...
Creep factor is up there.
Up through the roof.
It's not the scariest film I've ever seen, but the creep factor is up there.
It's okay. I don't know. There's just... I've seen it done better.
Fair enough.
Oh?
I'm drawing a blank right now just because I'm on the spot, but,
Amityville
like,
Horror.
Like It Chapter 2. No, legit. It Chapter 2, like, has, yeah. Like, even though that you knew the jump scares were coming, they were predictable. Like, I was still scared. Like, that got me.
See, and I'm the other way. Like, I hate clowns. I hate confined spaces. I hate spiders. I hate drowning in water and never coming back up.
Right.
All of the things I hate. And I was just still kind of like, eh, it was all right.
That's fair.
Who likes drowning in water and never coming back up?
Me.
Okay.
Just checking. I was just
like, I can see some people like spiders, some people like clowns. Drowning.
No, like that's a legit fear of mine. Is like drowning in fiery water.
Fiery water.
But or
fire
like,
yeah, like water, when there's water on top from like an oil spill or whatever,
and it's set on fire, and there's like one little hole.
I used to pretend that I was drowning to see if a lifeguard would jump in and catch me.
Did they ever?
No.
Jerks.
I know, right?
All right. Anyway. But what I thought was interesting about the fact that it has an R rating is there's very little gore in this.
Yes. Like, the only time we really see blood is when she's covered with the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like puking blood.
Yeah.
Right. And when Bathsheba pukes in her mouth. And
you know who does Creep Factor really good? The Haunting of Hill House.
Yes.
The TV series?
Yes.
Oh, that was creepy. That got me. Seeing all those little creepy little ghost faces everywhere. Oh,
still haven't seen it.
Watch it.
I've not been home to watch a lot of TV lately.
But back to what I was trying to say.
That was also rated R.
Yes, that was also rated R. But this one also has no nudity, no sex, very little gore, no, like, next to no profanity.
They didn't break any of the rules. They didn't say, I'll be right back. They didn't have sex. They, like...
It wasn't a, like, Camp Crystal Lake
scenario.
No bodily extravaganza.
Eleganza.
Don't get me started on that.
What story is that?
Oh, it's in Freddy versus Jason.
Natasha and I were having a moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Freddy versus Jason, there's a nude moment where they got a body double, but the nude moment is completely useless.
I know, because I did that podcast with you.
Yeah, right?
We were on that podcast. Yeah.
That's what he was just saying.
Yes.
I'm the odd man.
You were so mad about that.
I was so mad. Because
there was a window in that shower.
There was a window in the shower.
Who built a house like that?
Rage.
Fucking
no
windows
comment,
in the shower.
Wasn't there, can't comment on
that's
it.
Like that's almost like matches Natasha's rage about Hans Zimmer doing the soundtrack for 50 Shades.
Danny Elfman.
Sorry, I'm just bringing up all sorts of deep seated.
Everybody's pouring salt on wounds here.
Sorry.
Okay, well, I mean, it was due. I was due to get a few punches. I'm sorry.
All right. So, what do you guys think about the kind of the plot of the ghost, or not the plot? Because it's a true story. So it's like the motivation of the ghost is to get mothers to kill their children. What do you guys think about that? Tasha makes a weird face.
It's been done before. And I know that this is based on a true story, which is probably the original subject matter of like a lot of other retellings and other stories, but it's been done before.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers killing their kids, it's like witchcraft all over again, like Salem witch trials, and like it's been done. Like,
there's also a psychosis about it, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a psychosis of it, like especially if we want to talk about postpartum depression, and things like that. Like, we could definitely open the door to that conversation. I am open to that conversation, but we are talking about a horror film, so I'm not sure if you want me to talk about postpartum depression.
So do you think she was actually an evil witch, or do you think it was postpartum depression?
Well, I mean, to be fair, a lot of the, like, that also opens the door to the conversation of witches and whether or not you consider their gifts from God, and they should have been whatever, Salem witch trials over again.
And that's like, the thing, like, if you look at old timey medicine, like, mm-hmm. they had a lot of like really fucking weird diagnoses like hysteria, and you're like, you got ghosts, have some cocaine about it. Like,
ghosts in your blood, have some cocaine.
Well, yeah, if you really get down to it, pharmacology is literally just boiled down to two plant components. It's essentially a poison. I had it described to me once as saying like a poison whose effects actually help somebody.
Yeah.
Because like this person, like, it's like this drug slows somebody's heart rate. Well, that's really good for somebody with a heart condition, but for everyone else that would kill them, right? Like, it's a poison that actually, like, the effects are the effects we want. Okay. And that's a really hard place to really draw the line, because a lot of our medications, they do come from like plants and herbs, and a lot of our, they all come from nature.
And as somebody who deals with
Made of chemicals.
Cocaine. Mm-hmm. Chronic pain is what I clearly meant to say.
Crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine. Someone who deals with crack cocaine.
I definitely just clued in right to that, and I was like, what?
As someone who deals with chronic pain, pharmacology has been the bane of my very existence, because a lot of it is trial and error.
Oh.
Like,
this doesn't work, let's try this one. It's in the same family, so it might affect you differently, but it sure as fuck doesn't.
Get me started on women's issues and medicine. Don't even like open that door. I'm sure I've gone off on a different podcast here about women's issues and medicine. PSA, if a woman is having a heart attack, do not give her aspirin. It makes it worse.
Yeah.
Yep.
So also, if you want to go into that route, John Oliver does a really, really good segment on bias in medicine.
I'll definitely look into that. Yep. But anyway, so when it comes to like postpartum,
this is not a is not a horror movie.
Like, we could pull into things like Hereditary that kind of dealt with like mental illness, and then we also have that like cult feel to it. So the original with witch Bathsheba, she was a Satanist, according to Ed. And so,
but how accurate is that?
But how? Yeah, exactly. She might have just been according accused Lorraine, of being a witch.
She does all the research on her.
And that's true. Yeah. But then that also brings into the validity. Like, do you actually like? Is that a real gift? Like, I mean, we're gonna pull a ton of questions because this is based in reality. There's a lot that we need to consider in terms of our personal beliefs. Of do we actually believe in ghosts? Do you believe in spirits? Do you like a lot of people? Don't want to face those issues or don't want to have a definitive thing because we just don't know if it really is true or not.
And that's the thing. A lot of times Ed and Lorraine Warren have been claimed to be hacks. And
exactly. They've been called like, crazy. They've been called and crazy.
And they cop to that like, in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so, okay. My point is that I was trying to get to.
Sorry.
Here. That's okay.
This is such a huge, like,
I know.
I could spend 3 hours.
I know I can trigger Tasha very well, but it's like the point I was getting at is my wonderment is with the original case, not in the movie, you know, with the original woman who died, the witch
Bathsheba.
Was she just a woman who had postpartum?
It's a woman with an unfortunate name, that's for sure.
Bathsheba, yeah. Had, you know,
but it depends where
had postpartum and then, you know, after killing her baby, felt so like ashamed about it, killed herself.
Yeah, and but then, was accused of killing her child as a form of witchcraft and Satanism.
Right.
Right?
Because women who are untreated postpartum, like, it's a huge thing. Even now.
Especially in and the only 18, report of it is her husband.
60s, exactly. Yeah. And who at would the time. Think that anything that a woman does was witchcraft, no matter what she did. She could smile funny and they'd probably be like, witch!
Well, what's 2 + 2 = 4? Witch!
Does she float?
She knows math.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, at the end small of the day, rocks. You know, even now, even in 2019, okay, which is 2019, and postpartum depression is still largely not understood.
No.
Or largely untreated, unreported, and moms, brand new moms who have never dealt with it before, who may have never had mental illness in their life ever before, are suddenly faced with something that a lot of us who have it have dealt with for our entire lives.
Yeah.
And so they have
and they don't
zero
have
resources.
The coping mechanisms for
it. It takes people with mental illness usually years to realize they even have them. So let's just throw in our hormones in the mix after having a baby.
Yeah.
So our bodies are completely, like, they're completely fucked up. They're completely like trying to like rebalance themselves. They're trying to maintain homeostasis, but they just simply can't because they've just gone through this huge change in their whole life and their hormones are fucking everywhere.
And this is why I don't want to get pregnant and neither have a baby.
You know what? It's a beautiful thing that our bodies can do that.
True. You're very
3D
true.
3D printing a human being.
Exactly. Like, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
I love that.
And you know what though? Like, but it is such an amazing thing that our bodies can do that, can push out something that size out of that small of a hole and still be fine and eventually go back to the same size that it was before. Like, postpartum depression is so important, though, that we should talk about it. And even like outside of this horror movie, outside of this podcast, like, moms are suffering from it all the time. But they can't go on too many antidepressants because they're still breastfeeding.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that causes a whole other issue because now we're introducing drugs that get passed to the baby. And so they can go untreated sometimes. And I couldn't imagine having to deal with my mental illness untreated right now, like as I am now.
Same.
And then, like now let's throw in this crying baby that you've never had before.
You have to keep this tiny human alive.
Crying 24/7 because it can't tell you I'm pooped. I need to eat. I need to sleep. Like, it can't tell you that. It's just going to cry at you. Well, like,
not only that, but think of your current knowledge and your current level of technology and your current access to information.
Yeah.
Think back then, it's like
that's
you were
another
saying,
point.
You were literally like people
old-timey
were
medicine.
Yeah,
like, old-timey medicine.
Be like,
that
you
was
got a headache.
Considered witchcraft.
Here's a drill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to drill a hole in your head.
But it, when it came to pregnancy, that kind of medicine was like largely frowned upon, and it was called witchcraft. So.
And even then, women's medicine is still years and years and years behind.
So far behind. I like to think, like, I mean, I suspect that it was part of the Salem witch trials, because a lot of people who got killed were women who were helping other women, who mm-hmm. were giving abortions and were like medicating those women and helping them give birth and doing all that stuff.
And, midwives
like,
and stuff.
Midwives and
knowledgeable
stuff.
Knowledgeable women.
Knowledgeable women who knew enough about medicine to help others, and those are the ones they killed.
Yeah.
And so for me, that is just, it's such a huge issue, and it's so unfortunate that we've lost so much of that information because of our ignorance that we massacred these women.
Looking at you, men in the
room. Sorry.
Just kidding.
No, not you. No, you know, and then on top of that, like, we as a society have this idea, like, actually, motherly instinct is not an instinct at all. Studies have shown that it's actually a societal pressure, and that's all it is. It is not instinctual to have a bond with your baby. That is largely being told that you should have a bond, and therefore you develop a bond.
Is
and
that part the of same kind of thing that, like, the same part of the brain that, like, wires us to when we see, like, cute things that we just want to squeeze the life out of them? Is that kind of thing?
It's a little different. A little bit. Because that's actually instinctual.
Squeeze like, the life somewhat. Out of them, huh?
It's like legit. You read the meme about it. I got a needle stuck in my neck, okay?
You are right. You should not have a child. You would squeeze the life out of it.
Is like another level of postpartum is that women,
to be fair, I've never squeezed the life out of any living thing.
Yes.
So there.
You want to know a thrill.
No.
Don't eat Tide Pods, kids.
That's where I was going.
All right. All I'm saying is there's another level of postpartum depression is that women can, like, some women can, do not have that quote-unquote motherly instinct. I'm going to call it a motherly instinct because that's what everybody knows it as.
Now I remember reading about this.
Yeah. And a huge component of that is because they think that, oh, that child cannot be mine. I should sacrifice it, blah, blah, blah. Like, those thoughts can come from not having that instinctual, and I put brackets on that, or air quotes on that.
Fair quotes.
Bond with that child, and that's a huge part. Thank you. Are you gonna keep pushing it? Like, are you giving me an applause because I'm giving a really good like speech here? Like,
oh man, that clapper's gonna go off. Okay, sorry, that was an old timey reference.
All I'm saying is that, you know, I suspect that this original woman really just had a really severe case of postpartum.
So the other question is, and that's just due to the time frame, and I'm going to infer certain things from her name, that she wasn't speaking Latin. She was just speaking whatever language it was that from whatever country she came from. Yeah, like, if she's Ukrainian, I couldn't tell the difference between Latin and Ukrainian.
That is very true. That's,
right?
Bathsheba?
Bathsheba is from the Bible.
Oh.
Right. It's from the Bible. It's King David lusted after another man's wife, Bathsheba. So he had her husband killed.
Oh.
It's part of like when they talk about Hallelujah and they talk about seeing her bathing on the roof. That's Bathsheba. So it's actually biblical reference, which means it could have been an English speaker if somebody is particularly cruel.
Or that could have been the translation that they found.
For her name.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, like if imagine that poor lady who got named Bathsheba. Like, fuck.
But that could be
another name. When's Bathsheba going to be coming back?
Like, if you're.
You should bring that name back.
Could you imagine hearing that at the McDonald's place? Bathsheba! No!
Like Jesus, right? How you spell Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a very typical Latin common Latin
same
name.
With like Isaac, which is also biblical.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
But that's a very common name. Or can be a common name, you know, that kind
of thing. Especially in Anglo-Saxons.
Yep.
Especially with the influence of the Catholic Church. So Bathsheba could have been a Catholic. You know what I mean? Like her family could have been a Catholic family.
Could have been a converted Catholic. Because if you think a lot of that time is you not being Catholic made you a witch. So it could have been a converted.
Like in theory, this woman could have been from a Catholic family named Bathsheba, which probably means she was despised because she tempted King David, who was the greatest ruler, according to the Bible.
Like Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, essentially, she's like a harlot, you know, of sorts. Even though she didn't do anything, she was just bathing and somebody was peeping in on her. Anyways, I digress. That's a whole other podcast.
We got a peeping podcast? Yeah, I got to go on that one.
PB
you know,
Tom,
this
1976.
Woman is being named Bathsheba is bought this farmhouse in the middle of Virginia, which means they're probably colonials.
Mm-hmm.
And then gave birth to this woman, this child with postpartum depression. Like, this poor woman. Like, I just
7 days later. Like yeah.
Yeah, that's actually really close.
It's 7 days. Like, that.
7 days.
Ugh.
You're and she probably gave birth in that house, and her husband was probably ignoring her.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they had 200 acres, too.
Right? So yeah. She's alone in the middle of nowhere.
With a screaming child.
And a husband that's probably like a Neanderthal reincarnate. Like, I'm sorry, he's a farm boy.
Right?
Wait, any farm boy with the name that starts with J is generally not a good person. Just well, listening to a lot of last podcast on the left.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, if you really want to look at that part of it, you know, so maybe it is another incidence of an inhuman spirit and not necessarily Bathsheba, but
yeah.
But because this trauma happened in the house, it leaves way for those inhuman spirits to be able to enter into the plane. You know, like, there's a lot of theories when it comes to spirits and reincarnations and all that fun stuff. Like, it really comes down to a lot of the time a trauma has happened.
Right.
Which it's just like a doorway. Someone
suffers a violent death
or a violent end.
And it might not even be their spirit that's lingering there sometimes.
Right. Could you imagine if it was the baby?
Well, like the doll.
That's like Pet Cemetery.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
true.
Like it's not usually the spirit of who they're trying to resurrect that comes back. It is a different spirit. It is a demonic, inhuman spirit.
Bringing it back to Supernatural.
This is why you don't play with Ouija boards, children.
No, I refuse. I'm sorry. That's like the one thing I just can't.
Nope.
I will not touch
it. Do not fuck with Ouija. What if we went to the
world's
boards.
Largest one?
Nope.
And you just kicked it around?
Nope. Yeah. Nope. No. I just, there's something.
I'm with Natasha on that one. Nope.
That's something I will not touch. I refuse. I straight up refuse.
Yeah.
No planchettes for me. No Ouija boards for me. Thank you.
All right. So it's time for us to play game number 3. It's time for us to play the Awesome Lodge Word Game.
I love this game, actually.
I hate this game because I suck at
it. I like this game when I'm not having to do yeah, your
it's
role.
So hard.
It's so hard, especially with brain injury.
All right, so Natasha,
me.
You don't have the pretty princess crown. Sarah does.
Me.
So that means you get the advantage in this round. You get to pick her category and your category.
Okay.
So that I have 3 categories here.
Okay.
I have haunted house movies.
Okay.
Haunted doll movies.
Oh Jesus.
Or 2013 box office topping movies.
Okay, I want 2013 box office topping movies.
Okay.
Because it gives me a chance. But do I want to give you houses or dolls? Let's give you dolls.
Okay.
Pulling up my timer. All right. So the way this game works is that you guys are going to each get 2 minutes on the clock for Ryan to get you guys to guess
10 movies.
10 movies.
Without using names, characters, any words in the title.
And directors. Okay. Sarah's going to start us off here with haunted doll movies.
All right.
So here we go. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
You can do this.
Go.
All right. So this is a little doll. He's got red hair.
Chucky? Child's Play.
Yes.
All right. Now, we were talking about this doll.
She's Annabelle.
Yep. All right. If you have a doll on strings, it is a...
Puppet master?
Yes. Okay. This... I don't...
This is Pinocchio.
This is the plural of the haunted blank movies.
The haunted dolls?
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's dolls.
Dolls. With a Z, right?
Yep. No.
Oh.
No.
Damn.
That's the horrible ripoff. Okay, so if you are deceased, you are...
dead.
And if you are quiet, it is...
If you are quiet?
Yeah. There's no noise. It is complete...
dead silence.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can do it.
What's the month after April?
March, February? No, I'm going the wrong way. May.
Yes. All right. Wooden doll with a long nose.
Pinocchio.
Okay, but he's doing something because something did something bad to him. It is his
revenge.
The two words together.
Two words
May again. Revenge.
What? New movie.
Pinocchio's Revenge?
Yes. All right.
Like, what did the month of May have to do with anything?
What? That's a good point. I have no idea.
May was a movie. That was
okay.
Okay. Oh, I got 2 in 1 there.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
30 seconds.
All right.
Come on, Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So if you are a demon, you are infested. It is a what kind of presence?
Insidious presence.
It starts with a
nefarious,
D.
Demonic presence.
Yeah. Now kids play with little
dolls. Nope. Demonic doll. What?
Okay.
Four.
Oh, this one's rough.
Two. One.
Skip it. And you could.
Demonic toys.
Oh, okay. Ugh. And what was the last one?
There's two other ones. The Curse of Robert. I don't even know
I know Robert the doll.
Yep.
I don't know Robert the doll.
The Curse of Robert's the first one.
And then Dolly Dearest. I don't know. That one was a weird one.
How many did I get?
Seven.
Woo!
It was pretty good.
Good job.
Because you got two in the one.
Yay! Good job,
May
team.
Pinocchio's revenge.
May Pinocchio's revenge. May Pinocchio's revenge.
All right. I was also very confused. I was like,
what does that have to do with anything?
When you said May, I went, got it. And then,
I just continued.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Sorry. All right. Okay. So here we go.
2013. Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. The number before 1 is?
0.
When it is very black outside, it is?
Dark.
Okay. And 29 plus 1.
0 dark 30.
Yes.
All right. Another term for your mother.
Mom? Mama?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so a brother and a sister get lost in the woods and find a...
Hansel and Gretel?
But they're adults?
I know which movie you're talking about, but I cannot remember the name of it.
Okay. Female wizard.
Yeah, witch. Female. But if you're getting hunters down...
No, you can't say hunters.
Wow.
Hunters.
Hunters.
Witch was hunters. It witch hunters? Oh, shit. Okay.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. Okay, on one day a year, a bunch of people, there's no laws.
Perch.
Yes.
Okay, a little green, or one-eyed green monster goes to school.
You said monster.
Oh, fuck, right.
Monsters
Shit.
University.
Oh.
Okay.
Good one.
It's really cold and there's a...
You can sing.
Oh, I cannot sing. But you can let it go.
Frozen.
Yes. All right.
I liked that one.
Okay, it's basically Battle Royale, except...
Hunger Games?
Yeah. But it's the one where they're...
Lighting a blaze.
Lighting a blaze.
Oh, not Mockingjay. It's,
Second one.
I don't remember what the second one is called.
What do you do to a fireplace?
Fuck off. Catching fire.
Catching fire. Sorry.
Oh, right.
I am bad at this. Okay. If... You are in space, and you're all alone.
The Martian?
Nope. But this one has the girl from Speed.
Oh, Gravity.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay, I got one.
opposite of good.
Yeah,
bad.
The opposite.
Opposite grandmother.
Grandfather.
Another turn.
Bad grandma. Grandpa.
Yep. You got it.
Sorry about the ones. I'm like, ah!
Ryan's like butchering this one.
Yeah.
Aw.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Whew! Sweet, I got a tie.
Tied again.
The one that you totally jumped is Identity Thief.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure how to do that one off the top of my head. I jump them if I can't do them, and sometimes I screw up the ones I can.
All right, so then let's have a, because we're tied here.
Damn it.
We have one other category, haunted house movies.
Okay.
So let's get Ryan to do that, and you guys are going to buzz in if you know the answer.
Okay.
Starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, it's a singular of this topic we are doing.
What? Haunted house. Yes.
A haunted house.
A haunted house.
Okay.
Okay. Come on, Ryan.
All right. A bunch of guys went to a university. Little green guy. He is a
monster.
Yep.
That was not me.
That was me.
Yeah. And since...
Monster House.
Yes. Okay. It's not a house.
Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
I'm so glad I didn't give you this talk.
Okay, this one... Okay, this is in a specific place, and I don't even know...
It's a state.
It's a state?
A Haunting in Connecticut.
Yes. Okay, this is good. All right, it's a female in dark clothes.
Woman in black.
Yes.
There you go. Nice.
Okay. If you're guilty, this is the opposite.
The innocent. Yes.
All right.
Can I just not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Don't say his name 3 times.
Beetlejuice.
What? What was that?
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
All right. Next up.
Okay. So it's if there's 12 of them plus one.
13 ghosts.
Yep.
This is like a no contest. I'm sorry, Tash.
Sorry, Tash, I love you.
If I recall from this movie, it is a creepy little girl crawling around.
The Grudge?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a boy.
Is it a boy?
It's a boy.
Oh, that's a long time. Okay, this is a number. So what's the number after zero?
One.
Okay, then three plus one.
Four.
Okay, and then one minus one.
Three.
One minus one.
Zero.
Okay, and then seven plus one.
I know this one. It's with John Cusack.
Yes. 1408.
Yes.
1408.
Sasha got it.
One minus one. Sorry.
Brain one injury. Minus one. Three.
Three. I have a brain injury and I got a needle stuck in my neck.
And you still kicked my ass.
I'm going to play that card.
Oh, Jesus.
Like haunted house movies. First one, a haunted house.
I know.
Why do I not literally just say the title we did?
Why I did that?
You would.
Yeah, it's like the category.
Yeah, well, I think he purposely makes these frustrating for the co-host because it's like,
I definitely order them in certain ways. Like, 1408, I was like, that one's going to be challenging. I'm going to put it at the end.
That's why I just didn't math.
There was also one that you did that I was on. That I had to guess like all the numbers.
Oh yeah, I did a numeric one.
Yeah,
I
did you did it. A numerical. Like it was titles one, with numbers in
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. Too fast, too furious.
Yeah.
I'm number three, or no, I am number four. I can't remember what three was.
Oh,
but I did them numerically. Yeah. 10 things I hate about you was number 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Nine.
That was a fun one.
Strategically. All right.
I'm not gonna lie. Like going back to the story, I was a little disappointed in the background story. Especially after the like clapping, like that was kind of creepy. And that I was like, ooh, okay, I'm in. Like what's gonna happen next? You know what I mean? Like I was hoping for more of those like subtle creepy things. I didn't want to see the face of the big bad right off the bat when she's on top of the armoire. Like that was not. It's like they reveal it too fast. And I was really like, after that, I was like, okay, I'm not scared anymore. Like, yep. I've seen it. It's not that scary anymore. Like, that was the moment that I was like, okay, this isn't scary anymore.
Your imagination does more.
Yeah, my imagination did way more. Well, the biggest thing, and Stephen King says this in Dance Macabre, is that horror, the things that we're scared of the most is what we don't know,
mm-hmm.
which is why he doesn't explain a lot of his stuff. And when he does, it's usually like bullshit, but I digress. There's a couple that he just like The Shining is a good one where he kind of just leaves it for us to figure out was it a mass hallucination or did it really happen, you know what I mean? Like and for us that's almost scarier because we don't know the answer. It wasn't told to us what the answer was. We didn't know, and that's mm-hmm. way scarier than knowing.
Mm-hmm.
No, I kind of agree actually.
I agree with
that's
that.
After the wardrobe scene is where I kind of lose interest a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's just like, okay, now they've called, this has happened. Now they've called in the demon hunters. Now it's just about watching them actually try to exercise
and
it.
And that part where they were like setting everything up, I was like, yawn, like, where's my phone? Like, I really didn't care about that part. It was kind of like a slow middle bit when it should have been ramping up to the climax.
Yeah, but it felt like the climax had already happened and now we're just waiting for the other person to finish.
And we're just like, there might be a, yeah, basically. Thanks for that. That's great. You know what I mean, though? But like, it just felt like it really could have gone, like, it really could have ramped up a lot more of that, like, unknown factor for us. And it didn't. It just kind of was like, okay, now you know everything, so who cares? And then they kind of do, like, a small, like, no holds barred. And I've seen, like, a no holds barred done before really well because it's creepy and it's scary and it's so fast paced that you can't keep track of what's happening, so then you're like suddenly this is happening and suddenly that's happening, you get overwhelmed and scared because all this stuff's happening and you don't know where you're gonna get hit from next, right? It's like mm-hmm. when you play like a scary video game and you're like shooting things, it's like Slenderman when you like go around and then you see Slenderman and you're like shit, and then it comes closer and closer and closer and you're like and you turn around and there's some other things that you're trying to avoid and you just like you scream and you're running away, right? Like that like really fast, no holds barred, you know what I am, you've seen me, I'm coming after you. And mm-hmm. this didn't really have that. It kind of was just like, okay, like we're doing a little bit here, doing a little bit there.
I would have preferred if the reveal of the face would have been the mom having the nap. Like, that point to me would have been a great moment, not the jumping off the wardrobe.
Not the jumping off the armoire. Yeah,
yeah, like, agree. Like, have, like, a shadow or something
or the arm. Looking. We've already seen the arms.
Yeah, like, have, like, an arm or, like a blur coming at them where we don't really see it.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of just, we see something, but we're not really sure what it is. Instead of, like, the face being like, you know, like, yeah, it was okay, but it just...
Because if you know, you had the nap scene where the mom all of a sudden wakes up and the face is right fucking there.
That would have scared been a much the better, shit out of me, like, if that was the first time we'd seen the face.
I agree.
But we'd seen it I before, right? Agree. And then it's like, because even when they go, there's something behind the door slams, there's just darkness.
There's nothing there. That actually got me like a little bit, like I was like, oh, okay, that's scary. Like, yeah, right? Okay. Yeah.
And like I said, like children have vivid imaginations,
mm-hmm.
but her reaction was even though she was acting, it was so genuine, mm-hmm. so terrified. You can't make that shit up when they mm-hmm. say, "Oh, my family is
going to
die."
Like, that was such a specific word choice versus saying, like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, it's coming after me. But, like, no, it's like,
it's coming after the whole family.
Yeah.
Which is not something that people who are scared think about. They don't right. think about everybody beyond themselves.
Yeah.
All right. So I think it's time for one thing I learned.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. I Okay.
Dang. So one thing I learned is I actually learned about a little bit more about the rating system with this one that I thought was really interesting, and with the fact that it got an R rating considering how little graphics it was. I thought that was a very interesting thing.
I had something and then I totally forgot about it.
Oh.
It was something that you said.
What? I say lots of things.
When we were talking
can't
about...
get me to shut up.
Postpartum. It was within that... I'm going to say that I learned today, I was today years old when I figured out the dad was also in Office Space.
Yes, yes, he was. Shit. Ryan.
I would say that I learned that that house. Okay, actually, let me redo that. I learned in that movie that they only really recognize 4 children because I did not realize there was a 5th until the end of the movie. And I'm like, wait a minute.
There's a middle child syndrome one.
Yeah, somewhere.
I didn't learn anything about the movie. I mean, I learned lots of stuff about the movie, but the
learned that the real Lorraine Warren was in the movie, even though you missed her cameo.
I saw it when you pointed it out.
Okay, good.
I got it. I would
so you learned
say
that.
I learned that, you know what, this is a really, like, it was a real story. That I thought was kind of, I didn't know that The Conjuring was based off of a real story. Like, yeah. This is new to me. I'd never seen it before. I'd heard about how great it was and that I should have seen it, but I just didn't know the background about it. I went in completely dark. So that was enlightening. And I also learned that I tried to stay really quiet while watching this movie, but I will not. I am like a church lady who's like, Jesus, save me. Let's get the fuck out of here. Like,
y'all need Jesus.
Y'all need Jesus. Okay. Like, I am that person when it comes to a movie. Okay. Especially scary movies. I'm like, get the hell out of there. You gonna die.
All right. So it being recommended to you and all that kind of stuff, what would you rate this out of 5 and why?
I'd probably rate it like a 3.5 out of 5. I wasn't exactly like at the end of it. I'm not very scared by it. Like, there was some creepy factors. There was some really good, like, I love some of the cinematography shots, especially when it went like upside down and some of the angles. I thought that was really well done. Mm-hmm. I did notice some continuity. Errors such as like the door creaking open and then suddenly it's closed again, the wig coming off of the stunt double when you during the exorcism, things like that. Like, I noticed some like of those, and that kind of like took me out of it. It's a cool story. It's actually a pretty great story, and I'll probably look into it when we leave this room. But I'd probably say 3.5.
I'll send you the YouTube video.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd really like that.
Sarah, what are you going to rate this and why?
I would give this a 4. This is like actually one of my favorite scary movies. This was on my top 10 list that I sent to Tony.
Mm-hmm.
But there are points, like having watched it again and again and again, like I think I watched this at least like 6 or 7 times. There are things like the reveal of the face on the armoire. Like I feel like they could have done a lot more with it.
Yeah.
Having done all the research into Ed and Lorraine Warren and all these different cases, and but it's still to me very entertaining. It's still like there are still parts that are just very kind of very creepy, like the part behind the door and the hands in the darkness in the stairwell. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will give this a 4. I feel like it was well done for what it was, but I feel like they could have gone a lot more.
Fair. Ryan?
I'm going to give it a 3.5, just basically to mimic what you guys have said, Sarah and Natasha. I think, and Natasha covered this, that they kind of prematurely revealed too much. Like, honestly, so those hands, I thought they were the kids' hands. Until we, you know...
In the armoire,
yeah. and then, you know, in the stairwell. And so I was a little misdirected by, like, and Natasha said, like, the backstory. It seemed like, oh, there's a bunch of ghosts here, but there kind of is, but they're not all doing, you know, like, it almost kind of seemed like, hey, there's a bunch of ghosts, but really they're not doing
like
a whole lot.
No holds barred until the end. Like, you don't see the maid, you don't see the other woman, you don't see Rory. Like, Rory doesn't really have a whole big part.
Yeah.
They could have done a lot more with him.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, and their part was very, like, unclear of, like, were they part of the plot to kill everybody, or are they trying to help, or are they just kind of insane ghosts, you know, in this, and, you know, what are they doing to this? And that was not very clear. Whereas, and like you said, you know, like, we had seen the face, like, honestly, if we had not seen a clear vision of that, the big bad at the, you know, till the very end, I think that would have been better. Like, you know, like, because they were already playing with, like, illusions and that kind of stuff as it was. I did think the practical effects were really well done. Yeah. Camera angles, the lighting, you know, just the...
When they're using the actual film style, when it, like, frames in.
Yeah, it was... I thought that was really well done. It was shot really well. The acting, as we said during the thing, the stunt double for the main actress there was
Lily
incredible.
Taylor.
Yeah. Whoever that stunt actress is, she took a beating going whipped around down those stairs. As we said, like, we'd run into a door and got knocked down the stairs. More like,
true. Gave ourselves concussions.
Like, it was that was very impressive on that side of things. So it was just 3.5.
Yeah.
What about you, Tony?
I agree. 3.5. You know, it's on a technical level, it's got a lot of really cool aspects to it. I know it's based on a true story, but, like, I do feel like they revealed the face too early, and that's, you know, you don't have to do that right away. You could have easily had the hand. You could have had, like, a scream. You could have heard, like, had a thud, a thump, and then you could have seen a girl on the ground, like, you know, with like zoom in on her as she's, like, fighting, and there's, like, these hands that are coming in.
Yeah.
You could have zoomed that in instead of having it so panned out.
Right.
And you would have increased the creep factor.
And it's not even like this movie was, like, the forefront of his genre. You know, when you, like, see stuff at the early genres and you're like, oh, you can see how they've, like, perfected that and improved that,
like,
as they go along. Like, this was 2013. Like, they should know their shit by now.
Yeah.
Alien,
like,
is the one I go to
with,
about this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they could have, even when Carolyn was having her nap and it showed the finger marks on her arm, I feel like they even could have just done, like, this, like, just shown the nose and the mouth of the face to make it that much scarier, like, to keep the reveal of Bathsheba until later.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I still think if I was to put it, I would put it at the wake up, because waking up and there being a face floating above you,
that is scary.
That is scary. Yeah. And, like, that would have been a good reveal and a good time for the reveal. I just feel like the reveal of it being on top of the wardrobe, I'm like, eh.
Or even, like, if you have her wake up, she's looking in the mirror, and then there's somebody above her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looks up and there's nobody there. Like,
yeah.
A quick shot of, like, you can't actually discern what that was above. Like, obviously it's a person, but, like, you do a quick cut of, like, there's somebody, and then she looks, and there's nobody, right?
Like, I love those kinds of shots, like, those reveals where somebody's in the mirror, and then, like, they see, and then all of a sudden,
like,
gone.
I really liked the, with the music box, with the mirror, because you couldn't really see, because of the mirror was spinning.
Yeah,
and so, like, when they showed the, Rory, was it?
Yeah, Rory.
It shifted between, like, behind the glass door and
the
other part.
And
of
I
the
thought
room.
That was a good reveal of, and that's where I was thought, because I thought the hands were his hands, right? And he wanted to play with the kids, right? So
it was hers,
and it was hers. And I'm like, well, that okay, you know, like, when that started to be more clarified, it was a little, that's, I found confusing.
That's valid.
I wonder what parts of this is actually real, like what really happened, right, and what has been amped up for theatrical.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like I noticed that a lot of time when we look at like real stories, that it's not nearly as wonderful as cinema makes it out to be, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to sell movies, you got to sell tickets. So like, I totally get why we do that. It's like the argument for Argo, where it wasn't an American journalist, it was a Canadian. So you know what I mean? Like, they change it so that audiences will like it.
Right.
Right.
Because America.
Because well, America. Well,
just entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah. So right. Our rating that's in total is 14.5 out of 20, which is a 72.5% or 73%. So we're coming down in a little bit lower, but I think...
Cool.
cool, yeah, cool.
I think it's like one of those things where it's like, it is still a good movie. I still think it's a good horror movie, but I think it's...
There could have been so much more.
There could have been more.
I am actually, though, curious to see the follow-ups because of...
Well, now they've dabbed their toes in. They've dipped their toes in.
See how they've improved.
Yeah.
See how they've improved. If they've improved. And, you know, what...
Or did it go the other way?
Yeah.
Like Saw.
Or Sharknado.
I've
seen... Like, that was a low bar, but...
like, the first two... I haven't seen Annabelle Comes Home yet, but I've seen the first two. I enjoyed the first one a lot more than the second one. But the second one did have its merits. Like, I'm curious to now see The Conjuring 2 about the Enfield poltergeist, about... I'm curious to see The Nun. I'm curious... Apparently, there's a Conjuring 3 coming out.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Of course. But, like, I would definitely give all of those a watch if you're into this Conjuring universe, for sure.
I honestly just want to know what's with the samurai armor in their house.
See, and that could be...
Yeah.
That I very got the vibe of, as much as I, you know, some people don't, the cabin in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that seemed like very much a...
Cabin in,
like...
Decide your fate.
You could pull interesting stories, and...
Especially when they're like, don't touch that, to like, well, that guy. He was about to touch that, like, clangy monkey.
Yeah.
What's with the clangy monkey?
And like, yes, you know, they're trying to pull some, you know, stories of, you know, history and that kind of stuff. But like, it's one of those ones where... They've got a whole room of just random shit that could be interesting stories.
It's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, this has been another episode of Flix X-Ray. I'd like to thank our haunted house owner and co-host, Ryan.
Hola. And our late exorcist, Natasha.
Better late than never.
Some people might disagree with that with an exorcist. And a special thank you to our paranormal researcher.
Paranormal.
Amen.
Sarah.
Hallelujah.
This has been another episode of Flix X-Rayed. Good night, Internet.
Bye.
Hi there. This is Tony from the Flix X-Rayed podcast. And I'm proud to announce that on November 2nd, we are going to be teaming up with The Land Before Time to do an Extra Life event. Now, what that means is that we're going to be raising money for the Children's Hospital of Alberta. And to do so, we are going to be doing a 24-hour movie marathon / gaming session. So to look for that, and I'm going to be posting links to where you will be able to donate to our cause, as well as where we're going to be streaming so that you can watch as we dive deep into madness as we go 24 hours in a row playing board games and watching movies. So look for those links, and we look forward to hearing from you and hope that we have your support. Thanks. Bye. Catch us next time when there's ghosts on a boat. And I'm tired of these ghosts on a boat. On a ghost ship. Hi there. I hope you enjoyed listening to our show, Flix X-Rayed. If you liked what you heard, I hope you will subscribe and give us a review on your favorite podcasting app. Also, look for us at www.flixxray.com for more, or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at the handle @FlixXray. And if you like what you heard, why don't you give this podcast a listen as well?
Are there real ghosts in Ms. Pac-Man? Are satanic secrets hidden in your Excel spreadsheet? Did Pokemon cause a spike in suicides in Japan? Hello, gamers. I'm Tim Gibson, host of the Cabinet Podcast. I look at the strange occurrences behind your favorite video games. A new weird, creepy story drops every 2 weeks on Wednesdays. That's the Cabinet Podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.